Morning. We are getting rolling here. Well, we're 2 weeks away from the STP conference. It's going to be incredible. I got a lot of stuff to cover today. We got some people we're going to be calling on. And so I will get right down to business. This is going to be kind of the theme going forward is, you know, how do we finish the fourth quarter and stuff it in, you know, the same amount of production into the whole year. So we're going to be rolling here. Let me get up to the top here. I got my slides together and we're going to make this thing happen. So anyway, today I got all this on here, but anyway, guys, we got a great, we're going to have a lot of good stuff going today. Support always. Lucas has been getting, you know, all the calls. We're going to have Bree on in just a minute to answer a lot of the, questions about the convention and because we got a lot of different stuff going on. But anyway, it's going to be incredible on that. Any ideas? And the idea that Stephanie Dorman sent this week, this is why, guys, if you have a great idea, share it because you get to benefit everybody doing all this. So we'll be talking about that. Kristen, of course, is the training director and does a great job there. So we got all that going on. Hey, our classes keep running. You need to utilize these classes. I promise you. I keep saying this, and we're going to do something new, you know, an update, you know, that kind of deal. I'm thinking about what's the name of the January, you know, kickoff that we do for clients, you know, right now. So I've got all this stuff in my brain, but hey, we got great stuff. Fundamentals training on Sunday. I looked at the training center, and the training center literally is the greatest training center in financial services. You should go there, get all your people on there. So what's the final? It's the final finish, fourth quarter finish kickoff. That'll be on the 9th, and it's not how to turn 9 months into 3 months. And we're going to talk about optimizing. I'm going to kind of start it today. And then with all this, a lot of ideas, we're going to give some of the best closers and best speakers to pull this off. So anyway, we got that coming up. Don't forget to watch Bree's Project and Task Management by Teamwork. The reason I say that is I want to show you what happens when you learn to optimize. You'll see how things go like that. Now this is the Stephanie sent me this. And it's a COVID mandate. So let me kind of give you guys an idea. I'm not here to tell you if you need to get vaccinated or not get vaccinated. You go call your doctor. You figure out what you want to do. That's your choice. And out there in the world today, everybody's got that. But the government decided they were going to tell everybody, okay, that in certain places that if you don't get vaccinated, all right, then what's going to happen? All right, you're gonna lose your job. Well, and there's a lot of people that are just like, you know what? I'm not gonna get vaccinated, so I'm gonna quit my job. So we are in the middle of, it'll be out this afternoon. Stephanie came up with this, and here's it. It says COVID-19 mandate. Are you considering a career change? I put this on the PowerPoint, but we're in the middle of writing it to where it's got a little download page, and you can send this out to everybody. While I'm not willing to weigh in on vaccinated or not, I do know that I've talked to several clients that are considering a career change because of the mandate. Not only is it a vaccination decision, it can also become a financial decision. Unfortunately, many people will make a tough decision based on their own personal beliefs. I want to reach out and let you know that I'm more than willing to discuss options with you so you can make a fully informed decision. And we're going to go in there and talk about the financial decision. Guys, you realize that this is the ultimate 401k rollover opportunity that's ever hit the world. Okay. It is, hey, nothing like this has ever happened to where they're saying, look, I was reading about Navy SEALs that are saying, I'm not getting vaccinated. You got healthcare workers up in New York today that they're calling out the National Guard because they're not showing up. All right. And so what does that mean? Well, it's a financial decision. It's not just a vaccination decision. It's a financial decision. So this afternoon, you'll have the final email campaign. I would blast this. We're going to put in there also encourage them to refer a friend that they know that might be in a situation where they need to make financial decisions based on what's going on with COVID. So we got that happening. And then we got the link there. This is like guys, this is, I had two clients, husband and wife, about 3 weeks ago, that they have over $1 million each in their federal thrift plan. All right. And who knows? All right. They're like 57. All right. So I was thinking, all right, I know what they got. I helped them pick their choices. Now this federal mandate, are they going to say, screw it, I got enough money, I'm quitting, I don't want to get vaccinated, or not? Well, there's so much money out there. This is an example of the Sales Team Pro group. Stephanie, I guess we'll talk in a minute when we call on her, but she called me last week, sent me a text. We got on the phone over the weekend, maybe, I don't know. And she sent it over. Bree's working on it. We're knocking this thing out. It's going to be a slam dunk. Okay, let's keep going here. It's called marketing, right? Only 2 weeks away to the Sales Team Pro Conference, music, marketing, and money. I've been talking to the speakers. The lineup's incredible. It's going to be fast-paced. Incredible. All right, so I hope you're coming because it is done. We got the Opryland Hotel going with that. And so with that, I'm going to stop my share here and I'm going to turn it over to Bree. Bree's going to give you, Bree is the coordinator. Matter of fact, well, she'll tell you all and I'll ask her some questions. So Bree, you want to jump in here and tell them what's going on?
Yes, good morning. We are so excited to have this event at the Opryland Hotel. It is one of the most amazing state-of-the-art hotels in the country. So if you've never stayed at an Opryland, then it's worth going to the event just for that fact. It's 9 acres of an indoor atrium. There's several restaurants inside. It's kind of like a Vegas hotel experience on steroids. So it's just a beautiful facility, a lot of amenities, shuttles to downtown and various places like the Grand Ole Opry. You get passes to the Wild Horse Saloon if you stay there. You get discounts on shopping at the Opry Mills outlet store, which is right next door to the hotel. So we have still rooms available until October 4th is when our discount is going to end. So please get on there and book your rooms.
And guys, those rooms, if you book a room there without the discount, it's $408 a night. We got it for $179. And we also have shuttles to downtown and back. How about that? Included in that deal. So incredible. Anyway, keep going. That was Bree beating them up. Okay. Under the gun. And guys, you got to realize we had 300 people registered to come to an event and we're sitting there getting canceled a month out. And Bree has spent pretty much, how much time you put into this, Bree?
Oh my gosh. A lot of time. It's been a lot on top of making sure your calendar is booked, Roy, and everything else I do for you and your various businesses. So it's been a lot, but I'm so glad that it worked out to stay at Opryland. I think it all worked out for the best and for the best experience for all of you that are coming. It's just going to be so, so wonderful. And I just saw a question. What if we can't get in? I'm assuming what if you can't get the reservation? So right now I just checked the reservations. We have a lot of rooms still available Friday and Saturday night at that discount price. So if you're trying to put in dates outside of that scope, it's going to read that the bookings are full. So make sure you put in Thursday night through Sunday, and it should say that there are rooms available. If you have questions or if you're having trouble, you can email me at Brian@roymatlockjr.com. Just go ahead and send me a direct email and I'll look into what's going on if there's issues with booking that Friday and Saturday night. But right now we have, it looks like a good amount. So get on there and try to get that booked before October 4th to get that discounted rate.
What I heard is some people, I think they must be booking Friday through Monday. I know that. And then it's throwing them out. Maybe. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if you're putting in an extra date that's not within the scope of our convention dates, then yeah, it's showing that there are no more rooms available. And that's not true. We do have rooms available for Friday and Saturday night at that discount. So book that, book for Friday through Sunday or call the hotel and ask them what you need to do if you want to book add extra nights onto your reservation.
We're getting some other discounts on the other nights too, right?
Not at the Gaylord Opryland at this time, but you can go over to the Inn at Opryland still. There's a link that was sent out, or I don't know if we resent the link
yet. We didn't send that link out, Bree.
We didn't send the link out. Okay, so if you have questions about that, just what it is contact us directly. We can give you, share that link with you where you can get that rate.
I would be all over the Opryland, and maybe we need to, is there any chance that we can get that block to be outside of our Friday, Saturday night?
I can look into that. I'm not sure. Right now, that's what we're contracted for.
A lot of people are coming in, you know, before and after and all that kind of stuff. So,
right. The problem is we have to guarantee a certain amount of rooms, and without knowing what that number is, then we would be hit with an occupancy requirement. So that's what I've been trying to work with and stay within that scope.
Guys, get your rooms booked immediately. And then that way we know where we get over our room block. And then if you need to get a night before or night after, whatever, maybe we can negotiate better that way. Cause they're pretty tough on Nashville is booming all the time. And so these rooms sell out, but anyway, all right, what else? So tell them what else is going on.
So we've got the $100,000 earner dinner at Sambuca on Thursday night. It is a beautiful restaurant in the Gulch area of Nashville. We have the entire second floor, beautiful views, amazing food. It's just going to be an awesome night for the
and music.
And music, yes. Downstairs, I know there's live music. There's live music everywhere in Nashville. You can't go two steps walking down the street without hearing music come out of a venue. And it's all fantastic. It's better than music you hear on the radio. There's so many talented people living in Nashville that you haven't even heard of that aren't on the radio. We have golf opportunity. We sent out an email yesterday trying to gauge who's interested in that and which days, Thursday morning or Friday morning. So we're trying to get that together, but we need to know who's interested so we can plan that accordingly. Friday night, we kick off the convention at 3:00. And when we wrap that up, we're going to have a wonderful buffet dinner waiting for you. There's going to be live music and dancing. Kristen's going to, and Dan are going to teach some ballroom. It's going to be so much fun. Saturday, we have meetings. Like Roy said, just amazing speakers that are going to blow your mind and send you away with great nuggets of and tools for building your business and motivation. And then we'll have a lunch, some kind of lunch organized for you, or opportunity to go buy lunch in Opryland with a gift card. So it's just going to be a really amazing experience. And Opryland Hotel, it's a real treat to be able to have the convention there. So can't wait to see you.
Yeah, and we'll be opening registration on Friday morning at 10 a.m. On that. And I mean, it's going to be fun. We got a big group of people. I think we've got, what'd you say, 170 people for so far at the $100,000 dinner?
Last I checked is around 150, 160. So yeah, it's going to be a rocking night.
Yeah. So think about that, guys. I mean, we got that type of group that's going to be here. It's going to be incredible. So anyway, all right, we're going to keep going. Thanks. And Bree, guys, she does that. And the reason I got to show you what else she does after doing all of that. Okay. We're back to my screen. Can you see my screen? Okay. So we're going to get into the fourth quarter finish. The fourth quarter finish is, I talked to you last week about this. You know, you got to always be thinking big. You got to always be optimizing. You got to always be thinking, you know, hey, why don't I think bigger? And so today I'm going to talk about, you know, how to optimize and take what you did in the first 9 months, do it again in the last 3 months, go through your action logs. I talked about that. Get your numbers, figure out what the number is, reset your thinking, redo your marketing plan, open up your marketing, both old and new. We covered that, you know, the drop-ins and stuff like that, max out referrals, learn marketing math, you know, 1 + 1 = 3. So let's take a look at marketing, optimizing. What is it you make the best or most effective use of a situation, opportunity, or resource? Just like, you know, back A year, you know, back March 2020, the pandemic happened and we started doing classes on Zoom. We started doing all that kind of stuff. So we had our own vaccine, our business vaccine. And most people that are plugged into Sales Team Pro are ahead of where they were. They didn't go down. They went up because they changed the way they did things and all that kind of stuff. And then you rearrange or rewrite, you know, and I'm going to talk about that, how you rewrite, you know, headlines and all these kind of things that allow you to get there. Now, I want to show you, in addition to what happened, what Bree does, and I say this because I woke up today and I'm like, okay, what do I have today? Oh, let's see. I got the Sales Team Pro, a call, and then Bree's got me 8 appointments. How about that? In addition to Opryland. Now, that's called optimizing your time, right? Bree does what she does. Look at this. This is my day here. Isn't that crazy? All right. So this is what I'm doing today. I got appointments all day long, back to back, 30 minutes every. I mean, guys, this is what we're talking about. So let's talk about 9 months in 3 months cheat sheet. Okay. So we want to get, you want to have the mindset of, okay, what is the best practice for me? What is the best thing I should do? And then what you do is you start optimizing all areas of your business. So then what happens when you're optimizing these areas, you say, okay, I'm going to do this, which is going to improve this a little bit. And then I'm going to improve this times this times this times this. And there's so many things you can do. Then you work on getting your execution down. Now, I'm gonna give an example. All right. We got people coming in on Thursday and Friday, and they're calling me. They're like, hey, guys, I want to play golf. So my intention is that on the Sales Team Pro conference, all right, that I'll be playing golf on Thursday and Friday morning. And the reason that I'm going to be playing golf is because I know that I have a team of people who are taking care of business. Matter of fact, I'm leaving on Thursday of this week, and I'm going to play golf for 7 days in a row to kind of relax a little bit to get ready for the convention. How about that? And so what happens is, if you have good practices and you have execution, you can start doing it. I heard this on CNBC, this young guy, it's called Bolt, B-O-L-T. This guy's, he's saying, look, as a company, he's got to be in his 20s. Looks like he's 16. And the dude's worth, you know, he's built a $1 billion company. They got him on CNBC and he says, we work 4 days a week. We work like lions, not like cows that do repetitive. He said, our day is over. Monday through Thursday, we're done. We work 4 days a week at our company. We work like lions, not like cows. You know, I've been telling you this all along, where you wouldn't you want to work half as much and make twice as much. That's what we're talking about. How do you do that? You have breakthrough practice and breakthrough execution. So let's make the assumption today that you're making $100,000 a year. All right. And we're going to start optimizing each area of your business. I'm going to give you ideas. I'm probably not going to have time to get through all this. All right. But I'm going to give you ideas on optimizing and start asking yourself, if I optimize my image, okay, what would happen? In other words, if I'm more credible, maybe I need to go through and look at what my social media makes me look like. Maybe take down some of the stupid stuff you put on there that irritates people, that makes no sense and has no value. Okay. Or maybe if you're young, like when I was in my 20s, okay, I wore a suit and tie every day, every day. I did that until I was 40 and had already made it and everybody knew I made it. All right. And so I wore a suit. So what if you upgrade your image? What's it going to do? You're making $100,000. All right. You upgrade your image, you upgrade your credibility. What's it going to do? Is it going to add 5% to your income? Now you're making $105,000. You upgrade your thinking. In other words, you stop thinking small, start thinking big. You stop thinking can't. You stop thinking problems. You start thinking opportunities and challenges. And anytime you do that, you get emotionally stable to where you can wake up every day and you change your thinking. How do you change your thinking? You hang around people that are better thinkers. Every time you get in a bad situation, you say, now, wait a minute. Okay. If Ed Randall was in the same situation as me, see, I'm going to go suck my thumb, but Ed Randall would go call somebody or go do something. So I'm going to think like Ed. All right. I'm going to think like Roy. I'm going to think like George Verdugo. I'm going to think like people that think right. Right. So I'm going to change my thinking. What's that going to do to my income? I went from 100 to 105 by improving my image, my thinking. Now I'm up to 120. And then I'm going to work on my self-improvement, on a self-improvement plan. I'm going to wake up every day listening to the right podcast, the right training. Okay. All these kind of things. Well, now I feel better about myself because I deserve more money. I feel like I should make more money. I deserve it. I've worked for it. Why wouldn't I? I mean, I've read more than anybody. Optimize everything. I'm doing all okay. So now I'm up to 120. Okay. Now I figure out how to present my products better, my offerings. Okay. The way I go about doing things, I become better at it. And, you know, I present it. Maybe I decide I'm a prospect, you know, with $50 a month mutual funds, or I'm a prospect with life insurance. I'm going to put my product offerings together. I'm going to put it backwards and forwards. I'm going to present one way, one the next, until I figure out what I'm doing. And here we go. Get my product knowledge more to where I actually go through and I read the right books. I know what the right book on life insurance actually says. I know what the securities, you know, type things are. I'm going to become better at understanding all the options for 401ks and for 403bs and how much they can put in and how it affects Social Security. So I can use these products to do these things. Next thing you know, where's my income going? Okay. Then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to get better at the questions I ask. All right. So for instance, John and Mary, you have two beautiful children here. Do you feel it's important to be fully insured in the event of a premature death? Yes, I do. So with that being said, do you feel it's important enough that you would set aside some money on a regular monthly basis to protect your income? Okay. So what we need to do next is this. We need to kind of get an idea of what you need. All right. And you go, and those are questions. All right. So I used to always, do you have life insurance? Other than what they say, no. Well, I was like, okay, what do? They don't have cash pay insurance to compete against. So I turn around and I say, so do you feel it's important to be fully insured in the event of a premature death? And they're like, yes. Is it important enough you'd be willing to set money aside? Yes. With that being said, we are now going to do this. And let me show you who we're going to place the coverage through. How about that? Those are questions. All right. You learn to ask questions and you start getting better. So are you going to optimize your questions, the way you talk to people? Are you going to optimize your approach? You know, I tell people this, you know, if you want to approach somebody, you don't do it that way. That's called a used car salesman. That's you here. You don't do that. What you want to do is you want to do that and then come back and do that and come back. It's called entice and withdraw. How are you going to approach people? How, maybe sit back a little bit, be a little more laid back. Maybe that's a better approach for you. You start thinking about when you're talking to people, if it would be okay, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a few questions. And people say, sure. And then they tell you everything that they have. All right. So we go through that. We optimize our time. We have a schedule. We work a certain way. Hey, I work Mondays, Tuesdays. That's how I do. I've optimized my time. I know, like today, if you saw that calendar, I start working on Tuesday's call this Tuesday. I'll start today and I'll put up little headers for me to remind me what I'm going to do. And I'm going to optimize my time. So when I get to doing these kind of calls, I'm prepared. All right, to be able to do it. I'm not last minute, 5 minutes beforehand, because I know what I have to do to get prepared to do things. Same with my radio show. I do it similar time. Bree knows when I do my radio show. She books the radio. I have my appointments on Mondays and Tuesdays. And if I'm traveling, we rearrange and we do stuff like that. But the bottom line is that you got to optimize your time and you want to be spending time doing things that count, not things that you can delegate or that you don't need to do at all. All right. Onboarding clients. Are you doing a great job when they come in? Are you getting them totally locked in? Are you getting a recruit started correctly? Hey, simple enough. You get a new recruit started correctly, they get licensed and they do. If you don't, they fall out through the cracks, and that's the way it is. Your onboarding system of your clients, same way. That's why we added follow-ups and, you know, all these different things to check in with people and make sure things happen. Your processing, are you getting the business done? Do you have a system? Are you getting it finished? Are you sending it through? That's why we came up and showed you what we use with Teamwork to get the processing better. What happens on the processing? Well, just don't do the processing and get chargebacks, and people don't get their transfer done and all these kind of things. So what is your process? Now you go through and say, man, what I can optimize. Now, what if I just optimize one? What's going to happen? Hey, today you're going to wake up and say, I'm going to dress sharper. That's what I'm going to do. All right. And see what happens. All right. And people are going to look at me more professional. If you're young, absolutely. You better do that or not. They don't even think you're serious. Matter of fact, if you dress professional when you're young, they think you're really serious. All right. Because there's no competition among young people that dresses sharp and acts like they know what they're doing. All right. So you start thinking about that kind of stuff, your work ethic. All right. Are you really working? All right. I met a lawyer, and she told me she billed 2,000 hours last year. Now, I want you to think about that. If you're sending somebody a bill for $350 an hour and you're billing 2,000 hours, that means you better have something in that 2,000 hours, okay, that you're getting $350 an hour for. You better be doing something, because people don't like paying for nothing. All right. So 2,000 hours at $350 an hour, that's 40 hours a week, 50 weeks out of the year, 2 weeks off. And that's real, not wasting time money. Okay. That's called the work ethic. Is your work ethic where it needs to be? Let's keep going. Cheat sheet, your follow-up. Are you using your follow-up systems correctly? Guys, over and over and over again, you check in with people. You never stop checking in. You check in. You do 3 months, 6 months, a year, depending on their lifetime value. Do that in Sales Team Pro. You call people back. All right. Before you know it, you do professional follow-up. You send them good information. Before you know it, these people look at you as they can set their watch based on what you say. All right. Your licensing system, real simple. You can focus on, you can take, guys, I'm telling you right now, if you want to get your people licensed, all you have to do is take and block your, you need to take 4 hours, pick a day, 8 to noon, and you go in there and say, I'm going to improve my licensing, my recruit to cover ratio. I'm going to spend 4 hours focused on nothing but getting a system down to get these people licensed. What I'm going to do is I'm going to spend the first 2 or 3 hours working on thinking through it. And then once I get through doing that, I'm going to put it on paper. And when I do it, I'm going to do it the way it needs to be done. And I'm going to get people licensed. Guys, recruiting is crap. Recruiting, you know what? I'm willing to bet. And this is me and my little thinking that 80% of the people that get recruited in Primerica don't buy, they don't get licensed, they don't do a training sale. All right. I bet it's 80%. Some of you are running numbers out there. I bet it's that way. So that they 10% of them are getting licensed right now, which is pathetic. Okay. But of the other 10%, some of them may buy, maybe take you to a training sale. Licensing is the key. You get more people licensed, you do more business. And so what do? Take your licensing from whatever it is and double your licensing and your business explodes. I know how that happened with me. The training, how are you training people? All right. Do you have good training? Do you have a system to where, you know, right now our training center, our training center is the best ever. All right. But I think about training, because what I want to do is I want to take and do something once and get it to continue to recur over and over and over again. I want to talk once and use it forever. You know, I've got some securities tapes that I did in 2000, it may have been in the 90s, and people still listen to them because they're recording like 5 hours of recordings. And so how much value is it by recording? You know, one of the things we do is we record. You want to do that. You want to have a training system. You want to optimize your training. You want to test people to see if they know what they're doing. We used to do tests all the time on the closing system. We'd hand it out and a blank sheet of paper out, and there's like 20 questions you went through and asked and see who could do it and learn it that that way. Your AUM, I'm going to have Josh Mock in a minute talk to you about what, you know, we've had questions. I always say, download your AUM, download your AUM. And nobody knows what I mean by that. I've been told that, what do you mean by download your AUM? Well, we're going to show you what download your AUM is. Your accountability, not only your accountability for you, okay, that you're being accountable, but accountability for your team, okay? What's it going to do? How's it going to optimize? You know, we had call-ins every night after 10 p.m. Every full-timer called in back on voicemail. And then at midnight, I would put out the results because I kept an eye on everybody, made sure that they were doing what they're supposed to do. It's my job to get you to do things as a leader that you won't do on your own. Otherwise, I'm no value. So if I'm not irritating you a little bit and pushing you more than you're doing, then guess what? I'm not doing my job as a leader. Nice guys, I've never thought of coaches that are great coaches as being nice guys. What they do is they want the end result. That's why you hire a personal trainer. That's why you go do those kind of things. Or your accountability, your marketing. Are you maxing your marketing out? All right. What are you doing? Are you really serious about becoming a marketing freaking machine? All right. Do you have your calendar in place? Is your marketing in advance? All right. Do you know what you're doing right now next month? If you're not doing that, go max out your marketing. Start thinking about what you're doing when it comes to generating sources of business. You know, I've got email, I've got radio, I've got Bree. Okay. I prospect on my own. I got client recontact, got all these different things. I do webinars, I do seminars, I do all these things, and I do them every week over and over and over again. So I have a consistent marketing system. It's just like with Sales Team Pro. What do? It's a, you know what's happening and you just keep doing it. That you got to become predictable, boring all the way out. In other words, you just grind and grind and grind. Okay. You think, I mean, does the big national companies like Geico, they say, I think we'll take a week off from advertising. All right. They don't ever do that. They just keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. Improve your sales skills. If you're not closing, if someone asks you, I want to think it over, and you can't just boom, knock it out, listen to Tom Hopkins. Get your team listening to Tom Hopkins. Guys, for at least 10 years, we played a Tom Hopkins training tape at every single Tuesday and every single Saturday over and over again. He had like 13 the big videos. I played those things every single week. So when people were out there, they know how to answer the basic objections, right? Your delegation. Are you doing paperwork? Are you doing housework? Are you doing stuff that doesn't matter that you are not get better at delegating? Hey, you can get your kids doing stuff. I'll tell you what, I had one, and when I was coming up, Lucia, who is one of my first generation RV, he's her and Jonathan, her daughter was 16 and she worked for me cold calling from 5 to 9 every night in neighborhoods that I picked out. We had this book, you could do surveys in there. She had me, all these people, and she worked for me. She went on to become a very successful Hollywood producer. How about that? But when she was 16, she would work in my basement Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9 at night, grinding out the phone, telemarketing, and set me up. I had boxes and boxes and boxes of people I could drop in on. So I delegated prospecting. This is back in the early 90s. So I'd have stuff to do. Your technology, are you using tech? Do you understand Sales Team Pro? Are you actually going in and going through the training course? You know what, Brie, you saw today, I got 8 appointments. I had appointments all day yesterday. I don't remember how many. I had 4 or 5 yesterday. All right. And so I'll have 12 or 13 appointments, and it's all based on using the system. Go into Breeze Training inside the training center, learn how to use technology. What about your referral systems? What is your referral system? Are you asking for the referral? Go back through the referral process that we talked about. I mean, these are things you start optimizing. You say, how do you take your income from 100 grand to 1 million? What you do, you get a little bit better in all these areas, and you have a list of all these areas that you're going to look at. You say, man, my referral system is no good. Well, you're dead. Okay. If you don't have a referral system any good yourself, how are you going to ever have any people have a referral system? All right. I remember when I was working referrals, matter of fact, back to Lucia and Jonathan, I had so many referrals, every appointment I went on, I had new people. I had a guy that came in that was formerly an RVP, left, came back in the business. And I gave him like 200 referrals that I hadn't even got around to see because I had a great referral. I got the commitment on the front end and got the commitment on the back end, followed Bob Safford's system, got referrals. Okay. Your customer service, how great is it? All right. You know, guys, I have to tell you, this Hotel Cambria, all right, these guys are pathetic. Matter of fact, and we want to make sure it's the one by the airport. I'll instruct you on how to school them on customer service when it comes to their reviews. Unbelievable. They absolutely, not only did they drop the ball, they didn't do anything to help us. And the guy was a jerk. Okay. On top of it. So I told him at the end of the time, I said, hey, don't worry about it. We'll take care of you with Google. And that was the end of that. So what if you do this with your team? What if you optimize everything you're doing and then get your team optimizing? What's your exponential growth going to be? All right. How much would just one of them do for you? Think about that, guys. This is what we do to win. I always want to do it quicker, better. I want to do all that kind of stuff. Okay. So with that being said, we're going to call. Hey, Josh, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
All right, buddy. Tell us, show them about optimizing the AUM.
Yeah. So this is something that, you know, I was first just going to the AUM report. I wasn't downloading it and doing that properly. And then I figured out you can't search inside the PDF if it's just like still on the POL CRM kind of thing. You have to pull it off of there, turn it into an actual PDF on your desktop, and then you can search keywords. So I don't actually know because I'm horrible at tracking this kind of thing, but it's definitely a couple $1 million in my AUM report, which is absurd that it was laying there the whole time, right?
Money market.
Yeah, it was right there, Roy. All I had to do was work it, you know? And so let me pull this deal up. Not numbers, you dope. Keystone. Keynote. There we go. All right. So basically, to keep it simple, kind of here's step by step. All right, pull them all up so everybody can know how to do this, because Roy's always saying download it. Here's the actual steps. Okay, so first you log in, you go to your Primerica CRM up in the upper corner, right up in the top, Primerica CRM. You click on that. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to hit the securities AUM client summary report. That's what it's called. Okay, so it's like the fourth thing down in the CRM. You click on that. Then you go to, it's going to have your solution number auto-filled for you. You just hit next. Okay. Then you're going to select the months. I saved a previous quarter. Okay. And I'll talk about that. I just wanted a reference. So I kind of went back and I had my girl go back and look for if anybody disappeared, if we lost any clients, that kind of thing. So I saved a whole quarter. And then I started going forward from then. So I started doing this in like June, I think. So if an RVP, if you're an RVP, you're going to see a bunch of names. So you're going to see Roy Matlock and then people that was in his base shop. Well, you want to click on yours, but then I also started saving and exporting the like my downlines ones for them. So I started to save those and share their file with them so that they could start to work this as well. Cause I first started doing it, but they need to do it too. Right. So select your name, your AUM report is going to pull up. It's going to take a minute. If you got a decent amount of people, you're going to click on it. It's going to load. It's going to pop up. So then in the upper left-hand corner, export to a PDF. So you're going to see like a little PDF or a PowerPoint, you know, like this little logo that looks like PDF. You click on that. Now, if you're an Apple user, I wrote here, Apple users in Safari, you go to File, Export as a PDF, Save to the desktop, then create a folder titled AUM Report, save that, and then I've just got a folder. Like, it's right on my desktop, okay? And I wrote here, this for Steve, PC users, I have no idea because why would you have a PC anyways? So Kristen can help with that. So I have no idea how to do it. I think you probably just export it in Sense PowerPoint's like made for PC. It'll just save right away. I mean, it's probably
Josh, it's usually easier on a PC. And when you feel like graduating and coming in with the big boys, I'll show you how to use one.
Yeah. Okay. Appreciate it, Steve. So yeah, then you guys will get a folder. So like I've got a folder right on my desktop, right? So I've got a folder there over in the corner. Look at AUM reports. I mean, it's just, they're just sitting there now, right? So that I can pop into there and search those out. So I saved a whole quarter, June, July, August. Now that's when I started it. And then I had my girl who helps me with this sort of stuff. We looked into like our top clients. I basically looked at the top clients first, and then we just kind of slowly worked our way down. But what I, where I found the assets was we found money sitting in money markets. I found a guy had like 400 grand sold last year. I had no idea. He moved out of his positions, moved all his money to money market, lost a ton of money from the whole rise of 2020. I had no idea. He did it on his own. He got online and he just did the trade. Well, then I was like, hey, why are you sitting in this? So we got him back in. Now, in his case, it wasn't like a new trade, but it's money that was sitting on the sidelines he needed help with. We reconnected, retalked, got his money back in play. Well, then I got a referral from him because I reached out. I cultivated that relationship. Then he gave me a referral. Then it, you know, and it starts to move. So working your own client base is probably the most underserved thing that we do. And that's where Sales Team Pro first started to get my head wrapped around this, but that's how you actually download it in the steps to do it. So
Josh, I went in and I've been doing this for years and years where I've gone in there and there'll be people that own the Invesco American Franchise Fund, and they'll be 75 years old and they'll have all of their money in an aggressive growth fund. Now, the reason this happens, you know, just guys, if you want to, you know, I sent this thing out on Sales Team Pro. I was at 996 million in assets and my base shop's about 200. And so I've got these roll-ups where people, we did business with them years ago and they were not my clients. And so I would see that kind of stuff in there where they've got all their money in a fund that is not appropriate for them. And so you can go in there and what you'll always find is those accounts, if they have money in there and they've been around for a while, they got way more money. All right. And I did one just recently, got 150,000 by doing that. All right. Extra money by repositioning. So, and the way you do that is you go into your search bar and you could type in franchise. All right. And search, and it'll give you a list of 40 of them in your PDF to look at. So, or money market, whatever it may be. So, other stuff, anything else? Josh, you still there?
No, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, I found all kinds of stuff though. Like you're saying, the franchise fund, somebody who's not suitable. I started to find people that were like just stuff that's completely unsuitable. And then you get on the phone and you're like, hey, why are they in this? And a lot of them are roll-ups. As you're saying, that's a huge one. If you've had a base shop, these clients roll up to you and you're like, how is this person even in this? You know, and you're like, this is not right for them. You know, once you have that conversation, you realize we need to move this stuff. So you're just servicing, and then service creates referrals, and referrals creates new business without you having to go run your shopping cart into somebody in a Walmart, you know? So
absolutely. Hey, thanks. Josh, he told me, he said, people don't realize, and we started it. So I thought, all right, what the heck? We'll just talk about that. Hey, Ray Binkley, I've been missing you for a while. What's up, buddy? Ray, I don't see your picture up. Maybe do I need to come back and get you?
No, brother, I'm here.
All right, there you go.
What's happening? I'm here, man. You know, I was just checking my Camry after your mention of the Camry Hotel. I was just checking that out and finding out if they've canceled my reservations there.
Yeah, they should have the Camry, but any of the other hotels, overflows, I think you got to cancel. So you don't want to make sure they're canceled, guys. You don't get charged twice.
Absolutely. I'm booked over there at the new one coming in on Wednesday. I'm excited about this. I think we should really talk about the 3 months, you know, do in 3 months what we do in 9 months, because I think every single one of us, if we really honestly sat down and said, you know what, we've got this thing going, but if we were really to sit down and do some of the things you were just talking about, I loved, you know, your image, your thinking, your self-improvement, product offerings, better questions to ask. I mean, that's 5% here and 5% here and 5% here. They say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? And so I'm very, very excited about this because I'm going to take this part on and go, you know what? Not so excited about what I did the last 9 months. It was good, but I'd like it to be great. Okay. Cause I got some travel. I got some travel I've got on the calendar right now that I want to go take advantage of. And so I'm taking this to heart right here. And I can't wait until, you know, the Nashville trip.
Absolutely. We're going to be great. And I mean, I promise you guys, I'm going to find out something. All I can tell you is this. I've talked to all these speakers, and it's going to be unbelievable. I mean, I was on the phone yesterday with Bobby Hyde. Bobby's one of my buddies. Bought my first house from him. I said, Bobby, I said, how many houses have you sold? He said, I sold 3,000. I said, well, by himself. I said, well, how many? But what about your PNC business? He says, I got 7 million in premium in PNC. 2,000 clients all by himself. So how many rental houses you got? Oh, I got 300. Okay. Gotcha. You did it all on your own, right? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm interviewing Bobby. How about that? I go all the way back to 1986. I'm interviewing Bobby and it's going to be fun. I got my other buddy, Bill Noah, that Noah is a sleep apnea doctor. He's got clinics. I mean, we're going to have fun time. That's all I can tell you. Hey, Stephanie, what's up? Tell us about your brainstorm.
Well, I mean, everything starts with a client call, right? And so I had gotten in just a short period of time, like 5 people had called me going, what do we do? And are you doing another class? Because I'm kind of known locally here. We have a big shipyard that, hang on, I got to make this stop. Somebody's making a stop. Anyway, and so I've for years integrated myself in there and offer classes to teach the employees about the TSP and stuff like that, because I'm also a Federal Managers Association member and stuff like that. Cause when the Roth TSP came out, nobody was educated, but nobody knew it was even a thing. So anyway, so I got these calls about, hey, we need to have a class about this. Do we need to do something? I have all these people that, you know, are thinking about leaving. What do we do? And so I was able to create a Zoom class. I'm doing a Zoom class tomorrow night. And then I'm also working on an in-person class, but my thought was I can't possibly contact everybody in a timely manner because we are in such a short time frame before people are going to pull the trigger one way or another, because they have to be fully vaccinated by, I think it's November 22nd. And so that means they have to have the first one, and they have to wait a while and get their second one, or they lose their jobs. Right. And I, you know, I was trying to figure out if they quit voluntarily or they get fired, which is going to be worse. And that's some of the conversations we're going to have. And so I just wanted to create some sort of email to go out and let people know that we're available. And it's not just the federal, civil service people. It's your firemen, it's your police officers, it's all your medical care workers, it's everybody that's being mandated to, you know, get a shot or quit your job. I mean, and
also a lot of companies that are jumping in there that don't even fall in that category.
Exactly. Exactly. So there's a lot of people making some tough choices. And, you know, it's, you know, do I feed my family or do I, you know, stick to my morals or whatever it is, you know, that you're doing. I will say this, that I feel that so one of the things I just set up is I rented a space. We have a really awesome senior center just down the street from us that has really big rooms. And I'm doing it in person room because the way I looked at it is if these people are quitting their job because they don't want to get vaccinated, they're not going to care about being in a big meeting room.
Right.
And so I figured kind of an in-person one. I prefer in-person if I can, especially for seminars and stuff. It's way more effective. You can read people better. But I am doing the Zoom as well. So I just want to attack this because our whole area is based on federal employees and, you know, not to mention everybody else that we just talked about. So I just felt it was really important to share that with everybody. If you're not aware of it, you know, you may not be in, you know, as a military and federal, you know, places I am, but you still have people that are going to have to make these choices. Everybody has firefighters and fire departments and school teachers and, you know, all your medical staff and stuff like that. So I just think it's something we need to at least be a resource. And that's kind of how I'm wanting to present it, is I'm a resource to you if you have questions. I can't tell you to get the shot or not. I can't tell you to quit your job or not, but I can tell you if you do, this is your options.
A financial decision in addition to a vaccine decision. And so
absolutely.
Where guys, you offer more value out there to people. I mean, this is what it's all about. Dave Deal, what's up, buddy? Dave Deal, give me some ideas. You always are killing it. Is Dave there? Dave.
Hey, Roy, I have another idea that we're working on that has nothing to do with what we just did, but the market's getting kind of volatile, right? I mean, down today, I think it's down 400 or 500 points. I haven't checked in a little bit, but we have a list of employees, or not employees, of clients that haven't fully funded their IRAs. And so Hannah did a big search for me on that. And we're just starting to have kind of a list of people we're going to call and say, hey, you know, when the market takes, you know, a dive, do you want to throw some extra money in? That's the best time to do it. And just kind of, it's a revisitation type of a thing, but trying to encourage people and putting a positive spin on the market volatility and letting them know that this is actually a good thing.
Yeah, it's down 457 right now. And I had said this many times. I've got some people that, you know, I dollar cost average almost any cash in now. And this is an opportunity, have a little let on the text mess. You know, to reach out to these people and say, hey, market's down. You want to talk? And so we do that. So, hey, thanks. Very good, Stephanie. Dave Deal, what's going on, buddy? What are you doing?
I know y'all. Hey, Roy. Yeah, thanks. A couple things. First of all, you know, one of the things we're taking advantage of right now is as we wind up the year and, you know, and the market's doing what it's doing, but we do our quarterly call. We used to have to do them manually before Sales Team Pro, but my staff has gotten really good at creating broadcasts. And now this time we added a video. So I did a little 30, 45 second video to attach to it. So that way, you know, they'll hear from, you know, of course, the email, but now they're able to click on it and see a message from me. We tried to make it timely and let them know that, you know, things are going to be okay. It might be some short-term volatility, but overall interest rates are going to pretty much stay down and at this point so that we avoid inflation. And, you know, we might have some craziness with something like an Afghanistan, but that's, you know, kind of temporary and the numbers are still good behind it, you know, that type of thing. So we gave them a little market update and people really appreciated it. They hit, you know, they responded that to that big time just because it wasn't just an email. It was an email with a little message inside. So that seemed to go over really well. We did that as our quarterly update. So I'll keep you posted on how that transpires. But then the second thing we did, and I think you have to do this from time to time, different parts of your business you have to recommit to. And one of the areas is that we're really focused, and it's funny you brought it up this morning, is referrals. Is that, you know, don't take referrals for granted. There's something you earn. As you bring up your value, people will think it when they think of money. My whole goal was when they think of money, they see my picture come up in their head. And, you know, that's what I always wanted was that, you know, I didn't even care if it didn't even apply to me. Just call me and we'll figure it out together. And now that we have the senior Medicare program and the mortgages for those states that are approved, it's just really good to put that out there and let people respond to it and create those new broadcasts to make them aware of what you're able to do. And again, build up your value quotient.
Very good. Hey, you know, one of the things you just reminded me when you said this, you know, back in the days, even before we were doing Sales Team Pro, when I was the beginning parts of Sales Team Pro, I did videos, Lucas produced them, and we sent emails out on market updates. And I used to do that on a regular basis. And I'm sitting here thinking now that what a great idea. It's the end of the third quarter that you could do a blast. And if you wanted to do a Zoom, you can blast your Zoom link out, let them register, okay, and do a Zoom update, just a quick little update.
Yeah, that's good.
Saturday morning, something like that. One other thing that I did yesterday, because I've always done this, when I get through with an appointment, what I do is I do an audio, and, you know, we can upload it into notes, and I do an audio right on my phone. But normally I do the audio and I send it to Bree or send it to Kristen or Sherry, whatever. And so I changed the way I did it yesterday. So what I decided was I was going to do it to the customer. And when I got done, I said, hey, well, here's what I'm going to do. When I hang up here, I'm going to do a quick audio outlining. Okay. What we discussed. And so I got in there and had a lady yesterday, her and her husband had 400 in their IRA and they had 580 in cash. And she was making $30,000 a year and they had another 45,000 in in real estate income. And I asked her, I said, well, how much does it take you guys to live? And they said, well, we live pretty modestly and we live on that $45,000. And I said, okay. I said, well, let me get, what I'm going to do when I hang up, I'm going to give you an audio of what I think, what we're talking about. And they're getting this 580 actually November 1st from the sale of a property, all right, cash. So I got on there and I addressed it to her and her husband. And I said, here's what I'm recommending that we do. First thing is this, we're going to take that 400,000 that's sitting there, the 200 that is not in your current retirement plan. We're going to set up an IRA for you and your husband. And we're going to set up a Roth for each since you have one of each. Then we're going to take the 580 when it comes in. We're going to take and put 400. We're going to put it toward an annuity. And then we're going to take 180 and we're going to put it toward a mutual fund that you can have access to if you need it. And then I'm recommending to you that you take the $30,000 income that you're earning and put 27,000 of it into your 403B. All right, which is your max, you're over 50. And I want you to do that. That's going to reduce your taxable income. We're also going to do two IRAs. That's 14,000. And we're going to reduce that. We will follow up with you. I will have Bree follow up with you November 1st. Okay, once you get your money. Hey, thanks for your time. Well, now I sent that to them. So they know exactly what we talked about because you cover all this stuff. And then the money's coming November 1st. They know that they're going to get a phone call from me. So that's an example of just utilizing technology, kind of what you're talking about, you know, getting out there, making things happen. So guys, there's a lot of stuff. Hey, thanks, Dave. Let's get one, a couple more before we finish up. Bob Carlino. I haven't heard from Bob. Hey, what are you doing, Bob? Are you there? Bob Carlino, Bob. Let's see if we get Bob on here. Am I missing Bob? Okay. Hey, Cedric, what's up, buddy? You and I have been talking. What are you getting out of all this? You got Cedric on here? Oh, you guys hear me? All right, let me see what else we got. Let's see, I hadn't heard from in a while. I want to get on here. All right, Mark Drake, what's up, buddy? Not here. There he is. Okay.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, buddy. What are you getting out of all this?
Just had to switch over.
Not hearing you, Mark. Not hearing you.
Roy, did you call on me?
Gosh, Huffman, no, I did not. What's
going on? I had to go to the bathroom and I watched you do it. So I'm sorry. I'm not trying to. Go ahead. Go back.
I'm going to let Mark do it. And since you're feeling better now, I'll let you close. How about that?
I'm feeling much better.
Mark Drake, what's up, buddy?
I don't know how I can add. This has been one of the best trainings. I mean, just from the get go, all the points that you made and then all these wonderful ideas that, that were shared. I'm in golf season and in the last quarter, I think I've done $4 or $5 million of new business. So, when we get into work season here in a couple of weeks, I can't imagine what's going to happen, but, I mean, this has just been fantastic. It's going to be great in Nashville. We're looking forward to that. So I don't have a whole lot to add, but, thanks for all that you do.
Yeah, today was good, absolutely good, and all kinds of great information, and I appreciate it. That's why when you have ideas, that's what we say, ideas at Sales Team Pro, ideas at Sales Team Pro, send them. Hey, I'm going to get George. George, are you still around, Verdugo?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to, hey, take a minute, and then we'll let Josh close us.
You know, I was listening to the talk on the on AUM, and I've run that about every 4 to 6 weeks for the last 20 years. And if you couple that with the client profile, you're going to find a wealth of information. Just yesterday, I had two conversations that are probably worth about $1 million total. And it was just to call people and tell them, hey, your account's up to... I had a lady gave me 160 last March. It's worth 290. And long story short, she's ready to retire. Got another 600 grand. And I made a couple of calls like that yesterday. And it's just paying attention. There's a wealth of information. And, you know, as Josh was explaining it, my whole thought is, even as a regional leader, I had an assistant. hire somebody that knows technology and just tell them, would you please run these reports for me? Stop wasting time doing it yourself. Pay them $15 an hour and go make $50,000. And with your conversation, the last 4 months of this year, my goal is to close out with $200,000 in income. We're going to break 600 again. I've been playing that game going back and forth. But the way I'm doing it is just paying attention. And it's so much fun because there's so much money out there. I've never seen it as good as it is right now.
It's everywhere. Hey, buddy. Thank you. Josh, you're the man.
Okay. You know, we've got the LFIC call right now, but I want to say, Roy, you know, you have such a great background in professional selling. And this is, I think, you know, what you share is so fundamental. You know, your direct sales background and your disciplines, this is priceless. You know, the person who is doing the questions, is asking the questions, is always the person who is in control. You know, when you say it, they doubt it. When they say it, it's true. And you start out, you know, you started out today talking, you know, asking questions to lead that prospect to say, you know, to overcome the objection of, you know, I'm not spending any money right now on life insurance. I'm not. So a lot of new people think, well, if we're not replacing the insurance, where are we going to come up with the money? Well, most people can come up with the money, number one. Number two, they use the withholding tables to free up additional money and so on and so forth. But you very masterfully, you know, tailor your questions to lead that prospect to open up and recognize they have a need. And it's, these calls are always filled with practical techniques as well as practical methods to find money with the AUMs, how to follow up this deal with the COVID, what you started out with at the beginning with the vaccines now, the mandatory vaccines. That's genius. That's genius. Nobody's talking about that across the company right now. And I mean, the nuggets and the information and sales skills that a person finds here and how to maintain contact with their clients and stay, create a business that, continues to grow is priceless. So I'll see you at the top.
Hey guys, listen, the next, we finish this month out and then we have the kickoff meeting. Then we have the Sales Team Pro convention. You guys, hey, get busy. We're going to kill it the rest of the year. Hey, with that being said, we're over today. Y'all have a great week. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. See you later.